morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Pumeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, you've just tuned in to the most educational resource in South Jersey for the dog-owning community. While this is a talk radio show, it also serves as a 30-minute class on understanding your pet dog. If you listen today and you like what you hear, please be sure to listen to previous programs by going to my website, www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Click on the page marked Rini's Radio Show. You'll see a whole list of podcasts you can click on to hear any subject that interests you. You'll see shows that we've done on shock collars and invisible fencing. You'll see programs focused on puppies and safety concerns with dogs and kids. You'll also see a recent program where we talked to a local veterinarian who firmly believes we over-vaccinate dogs. We've done a few shows on the toy and miniature dogs and have discussed what their special needs are. You'll hear shows that offer training tips on how to stop jumping, digging, chewing, and stealing. And we've even had a program devoted to cats and their litter box issues. When I signed off last week, I announced that we would be talking to a Massachusetts behavior consultant about the subject of canine leash aggression. Unfortunately, my guest couldn't make it this morning. So I'm going to talk to you today about this behavior problem, how to prevent it, what actually causes it, and what you can do about it if you're having this issue with your own dog. However, I want to stress that if your dog is showing severe aggressive behaviors and has actually bitten other people or attacked other dogs, contact a behavior specialist who knows how to work with aggression. The methods I'm giving you today are for people whose dogs are reactive, but they don't have a bite history. Before we get started, please let me tell you about the services I offer in the South Jersey area as a professional dog trainer. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Pumeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Are you one of those dogs who gets embarrassed every time you take your dog out for a walk because she barks like a lunatic, snarls, and lunges at the end of her leash whenever she sees another dog? Many people report that when their otherwise well-behaved dog is off-leash, she plays very well and never shows any aggression at all. So what's up with that? Here are some of the things that cause leash aggression. It often starts out when an untrained dog is taken for a walk and the owner constantly tries to prevent the dog from pulling on the leash by restraining the dog and pulling back against his collar. The more restraint the owner uses, the harder the dog pulls forward. Dogs pull harder against pressure because they have an oppositional reflex. So now we have a dog that has a habitual pulling problem on walks. He winds up pulling to get everywhere. He pulls to go sniff. He pulls to go potty. And he pulls to go greet people and other dogs. After a while, the dog's pulling gets so bad that the owner now wants to restrict the dog's movements anytime he wants to greet someone. The more a dog is restrained on the leash and prevented from greeting, the more frustrated and angry the dog becomes when she sees other dogs. This results in creating a nervous handler. Dogs are very social animals. They're very curious and want to greet dogs and interact with them. If they're prevented from greeting other people by constantly being restrained on the leash, their frustration builds and the situation deteriorates into a full-blown explosion while on the leash. This is actually how attack dogs are trained. You've seen it. Police officer or other handler restrains a dog until the dog is totally frustrated and enraged. And then they release the dog, resulting in an attack. A situation worsens when the owner has not fully socialized her dog with other dogs, which needs to be done by the time the dog reaches 12 weeks of age. As a result, her dog winds up with poor social skills with its own species. She's never learned how to approach another dog in a friendly manner. Seeing and smelling other dogs becomes a novel situation for this dog, which then creates a reaction of extreme excitement. The majority of these dogs haven't received any obedience training. They haven't learned how to control their impulses in any dog-to-dog social situation. Leash-aggressive dogs that are well-socialized and have been allowed to play with a variety of other dogs in off-leash settings, like dog parks or doggy daycares, or by having play dates with neighborhood dogs, may have learned appropriate skills, but only when they're not being restrained on the leash. A dog that spends its days at a doggy daycare facility can get along beautifully while he's there. But when someone goes to put the leash on this very same dog, the dog will bark, snarl, and charge aggressively after the same dogs he's just been playing with only moments before. When the owners come and get their dogs out of daycare and witness this aggressive behavior, they always ask why. Nobody realizes that they've actually helped create this behavior themselves. If you have a puppy or a young dog now, you can avoid leash aggression from ever happening by attending group obedience classes and puppy playgroup sessions. An experienced trainer can teach you how to recognize appropriate play behaviors and when to interrupt dogs that are getting much too much excited with each other. Your trainer can teach you how to get your dog to come when called, even when he's engaged in play activities with a group of other dogs. Dogs have their rules of social etiquette, but only when well-socialized dogs know what those rules are. They communicate with each other constantly. If you want to have a problem-free life with your canine companion, take the time to learn his language. That way, you'll be able to recognize when your dog needs to be rescued from a play situation that's causing a lot of stress for him. And you'll also learn when to recognize when your own dog might be behaving inappropriately, so you can give him a timeout. To learn more about canine body language, I strongly urge everyone to purchase a book called Canine Behavior, a photo-illustrated handbook by Barbara Handelman. You can purchase it at Amazon.com or DogWise.com. This book contains over 1,000 pictures of dogs, wolves, coyotes, and foxes. There's a full explanation with each photo as to what the animal is communicating to its own species. Keep in mind that dogs are always communicating with other dogs, but they use the same signals to communicate with us. It's our responsibility to learn what they're telling us. They're never ever going to learn how to speak English. When you take your dog to an obedience class, you'll learn how to walk your dog on a loose leash, and your dog will practice good walking behaviors in the presence of other dogs. When attending a group class is not possible for you, contact an experienced trainer who can come to your home and work with you and your dog on his leash walking skills. Your trainer can accompany you and your dog to on-leash parks where she can teach you how to get him to walk and focus on you rather than the other dogs. When greeting other dogs on leash, always approach from the side. Dogs are not comfortable with frontal approaches. When one dog intentionally approaches another dog head-on, that could mean a fight might occur. During on-leash greetings, you must keep your dog's leash loose at all times. I can't stress that rule enough. As your dog walks around sniffing each other, move in the same direction with your dog. Avoid tangled leashes, so pay attention to what you're doing as you follow around with her. If your dogs are going to play, play should happen only when both handlers are 100% sure that the dogs are happy to be with each other, and not before. If you're not sure, that tells you that you're not knowledgeable enough in canine body language. If your dogs do play, drop their leashes and let them go. Don't let this social time with your dog turn into a social hour for the humans. You need to be 100% focused on your dog at all times when your dog is playing. Dogs know when their humans aren't paying attention. It's at those times when they'll get into trouble, and then fights can break out. During play dates, keep play short. Give your dog a periodic break. Walk over to your dog and ask him to sit and relax and focus on you for a minute. Then you can give him permission to play again. Don't let your dog get into such a heightened state of arousal when she's playing. Dogs can easily get into fights when they've gotten much, much too excited. They can get pretty crabby, too, if they get tired and nobody's there to rescue them. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion about canine leash aggression. But please first listen to my ad about Dog Days Camp for Canines in Marlton, New Jersey.
Dogs need exercise and socialization. Dog Days Camp for Canines provides a great solution to keeping your dog well-exercised and happy. We are a doggy daycare located at 23 West Main Street in historic downtown Marlton, New Jersey. At Dog Days, dogs play inside and away from the elements. We've been open since September 2003, providing a clean, friendly, and supervised atmosphere. Our services also include bathing, nail trimming, as well as group obedience classes. If you don't want to leave your dog alone for the entire day, if you have a lot of errands to run, or if you just need a break, bring your dog to our well-run and popular doggy daycare. Contact us at 856-985-7086 or at the web at www.dogdaysinc.net. That's 856-985-7086 or on the web at www.dogdaysinc.net.
Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. Our topic of discussion this morning is about canine leash aggression. We've established that this problematic behavior stems from the following. Restraining the dog on a tight leash anytime he wants to greet other dogs. Lack of early dog-to-dog socialization with a variety of dogs. And lack of obedience training and impulse control. Kathy Sadeo, a well-respected, certified, applied animal behaviorist, describes leash aggression as a form of canine road rage. That's a pretty accurate description. So let's talk about how we can improve our dog's behavior when we take them for walks. I want to stress that the advice I'm giving you today is not for dogs that have escaped from their owners and attacked other dogs and bitten them. If you have a history of having absolutely no control over your dog, you must get help from a behavior specialist. You need to recognize that your dog is a liability and a possible danger to the community, and dogs don't win many lawsuits. We need to examine what type of equipment would be best to prevent your dog from lunging on walks. If you have a large breed dog, my advice would be to use a gentle leader head halter. You can purchase this at any pet retail chain store. Just look in the aisle that has all the collars and leashes. I recommend that when you buy the gentle leader, you purchase the one that comes with a DVD included. That DVD offers instructions and clearly shows you how to go about training your dog to wear it. Please note that some dogs don't like the feeling of having something on their face because they're not used to it. The gentle leader has a strap that goes around the nose and a strap that goes around the back of his head. That head strap needs to be kept high up on the back of the dog's neck, right below the bone that juts out on top of his head, which is called a wisdom bone. I have no idea why they call it that. The gentle leader is supposed to be fitted snugly so that you can get no more than one finger underneath that head strap. Take at least 3 to 4 days to desensitize your dog to wearing the gentle leader head halter. Put it on for brief periods throughout the day and make only wonderful things happen when he's wearing it. Feed him lots of delicious treats when he has it on his face, and then when you take it off, ignore him for a minute. Put his gentle leader on when you feed him his meals, then take it off and ignore him for a bit. Once he gets used to the feel of it, you can then begin walking him. He might try to scrape the noseband off, but as long as it's fitted correctly, just keep moving him along and keep him focused on you by feeding him delicious food treats when he walks calmly by your side. This particular halter gives the handler ultimate control of his dog. Another choice of equipment is a no-pull harness. There are two pretty good choices on the market. One is called an Easy Walk Harness. You can also get this at any pet retail chain store. The design of this harness is very different from a regular body harness. Instead of the leash attaching to a ring in the back of it, the leash attaches to a ring on a chest strap. If your dog pulls a little bit, that chest strap will tighten, and the dog will then move back and release pressure. I use this harness a lot in my business and have good success using it with leash-aggressive dogs, or just dogs that pull their owner's arms out of their sockets. I use the Easy Walk harness on both large breeds and small breeds. Sometimes the thinner-skinned dogs, like boxers and pit bulls, wind up getting chafed under the armpits with the Easy Walk harness. And so there's another type of no-pull harness that might be better for them. This one is called a sensation harness. I haven't seen it in the stores, so your best bet is to purchase it online at www.softtouchconcepts.com. Please avoid all metal collars, like choke chains and prong collars. These collars are meant to cause discomfort. If your dog is focusing on another dog and he feels any pain, he will associate that pain and discomfort with that dog. The association also generalizes to being on the leash with you. This will be totally counterproductive to what you're trying to avoid. The best type of leash to use, especially with leash-aggressive dogs, is a 4 to 6 foot leather leash. Leather provides comfort and great traction for your hands. Leather doesn't slip through your fingers easily and won't cause fabric burns like the lighter weight and smooth nylon leashes do. Avoid retractable leashes. They're the worst inventions in the world. They're unsafe. The locking mechanisms on those leashes often don't hold. The cable lines on retractable leashes can break. They can also wrap around someone's leg and cause serious injuries. Remember I mentioned the importance of obedience training? Train your dog to walk in heel position. When you walk your dog on a retractable leash, you're teaching your dog that it's okay to hang out way in front of you rather than teaching him to walk right by your side where he belongs. Dogs on retractable leashes are not focused on their handler, because they're hanging out on a limb, relying on their own doggy instinct and making major decisions for themselves. They're not looking to their humans for the control, guidance, and leadership they obviously need. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about a dog behavior problem known as canine leash aggression. If you've been afraid to take your dog out for a walk because she turns into Cujo when she sees another dog, this program was created just for your listening pleasure. If you've missed everything we've talked about up until now, please know that you can visit my website at www.jerseydogtrainer.com and click on the page titled Renee's Radio Show. There you'll see the podcast links of all my shows, so you can click on the one that's titled Leash Aggression and listen to the program in its entirety. My podcasts are usually up by late Friday evenings. Okay, we've talked about using the correct equipment for our leash aggressive dogs. Your next concern is to always keep his leash loose. It's the tight leash and your nervousness that got him into trouble in the first place. You always want to see a bend in his leash when he's walking. If the leash becomes tight, instead of restraining him again, you may have to take a few steps backwards in order to get him to loosen his leash and then walk forward again with him by your side. All of the harnesses I suggested to you will help him do this quickly because of their unique design. So before embarking on your next walk, be prepared with small bits of cheese, leftover steak, or boiled chicken. Bring out the highest value food rewards for this training and only give her these types of foods when you're walking and seeing other dogs. Your job now is to be absolutely calm during walks and ever watchful of what's going on out there. You want to scan the environment to see if there's another dog walking toward you or even behind you. Try to spot him before your dog has time to react. You can't afford to let your mind wander when you're walking. Your new motto in life is going to be, "Sit happens." Why? Because a dog that's in a sit position cannot be lunging. And it's really hard to sit and be fed steak and feel aggressive at the same time. So when encountering another dog, be sure to create sufficient distance from him to help your own dog feel more relaxed. If he starts to bark, create even more distance until you're sure he's calmer. When you've positioned yourself in a good spot, like across the street or even down the block, ask your dog to sit and get him focused on you by feeding him those delicious food treats you brought out for him. When he's sitting in front of you, feed him nonstop as long as there's another dog in his vision. You want your dog to think of you as a Pez dispenser whenever there are other dogs around. When that dog is no longer in your dog's visual range, stop feeding. Begin your walk again and be prepared to repeat this procedure next time another dog comes into view. When I work with reactive dogs, I always tell my clients, let's go look for trouble. What I mean is, I want to actively seek out places to find other dogs while we're walking in order to practice our counter-conditioning protocols. The more dogs we get our dog to see while he's being presented with his high-value food buffet, the better chance we'll have of improving the dog's emotional response when he sees dogs during our walks. If you've been walking for a while and you've been seeing a lot of dogs and working with your dog, always end your walk on a good note. Never end the walk if your dog becomes reactive on the leash. End it when she's been successful, so she'll be happier to come out and walk and work with you again. Be sure to avoid overtiring your dog, because this isn't easy for him either. If you're feeling tired, so is he. Go home and take a rest. If you're doing things correctly, you'll see a difference within a few weeks. Your dog will start to be much less reactive when he sees other dogs. You're now making some progress by changing his emotions from feeling frustrated and angry to feeling like, oh goody, there's a dog. Once your dog is showing substantial improvement, you can then begin to create less and less distance from dogs to get calmer walks with your own dog. That's a great sign of success. But don't stop working with him. This is a work in progress, and it takes time. If you can find that things are not improving at all, please don't wait to contact a positive, reward-based trainer who has experience working with these issues. You want someone who's knowledgeable and has plenty of experience working with leash aggression and who knows how to do behavior modification. That will help counter-condition your dog. Keep in mind that any time you're dealing with dog aggression, you must be very careful not to bring any liability on yourself. If your dog escapes from you during a walk and attacks another dog, you could very easily be sued. If you don't feel capable of working with your dog by yourself, the following are some resources for you to use in order to find a dog trainer or certified dog behavior consultant in your area. Anyone that you talk to, make sure you thoroughly interview them and make sure you feel confident in their abilities before you hire that person. Of course, if you're from the South Jersey area, you can contact me by going to my website, www.jerseydogtrainer.com, or by calling me at area code 609-280-9338. You can find trainers by going to the website for the Association of Pet Dog Trainers. Their website is www.apdt.com, where you can do a trainer search by putting in your own city and state. To find a certified dog behavior consultant, go to the website for the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants, www.iaabc.org. Click on the word dog and then click on Find a Consultant. If your dog has very severe aggression issues, you can get help from the behaviorists at the Matthew J. Ryan Veterinary Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. Their number is area code 215-746-8387. Before we sign off today, I wanted to give you a heads up on some future topics we'll be discussing here in the doghouse during the month of March. On March 4th, I'll be talking to a regular visitor, Sue Belanda, and she's going to talk more about dogs that bite. On March the 11th, Beth Edelman will be returning to the doghouse to talk to us about the typical things that cats do. Beth is a certified cat behavior consultant. On March the 18th, my guest will be Phil Arkow. Phil has co-authored a book titled Child Abuse, Domestic Violence, and Animal Abuse, Linking the Circles of Compassion for Prevention and Intervention. And on March 25th, my guest will be Sharon Saxon, who's written a book entitled The Healing Powers of Dogs. I want to thank you so much for listening today. I sincerely hope that our topic has helped you if your dogs are experiencing this leash aggression behavior. I want to tell you that to take very good take care when working with your dog. Be careful out there. And if you feel that you need help, please do so. So have a great week, everybody. Get out and have some fun with your dog today. And we'll see you next week. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338. Or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 We're on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com.